The prayer for vocations. Let us ask God to give worthy priests, brothers, and sisters to his holy church.
We earnestly beseech thee to bless this diocese with many priests, brothers, and sisters who will love thee with their whole strength and gladly spend their entire lives to serve thy church and to make thee known and loved. Bless our families, bless our children.
Choose from our homes those who are needed for thy work.
Mary, Queen of the Clergy,
pray for us.
Pray for our priests and religious. Obtain for us many more. Please be seated. Just a few announcements. There will be a traditional Latin Mass at St. Mary's on the Feast of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is Friday, June 8th. The Mass will be at 6:30 p.m. Please join us in the narthex this evening at 6:30 p.m. to hear about the experiences of the Helping Hands Medical Mission to El Salvador in March. Team members will be sharing personal reflections. And photos from the journey. Refreshments will be served. We are looking for volunteers who may have perennial plants from their gardens that could be donated to plant in the rectory/church lawn. If so, drop them in front of the rectory. Also, we have a few small planting projects we are looking for volunteers for. If you can help out, call Judy Ballistereri. This weekend, we are voting for pastoral council representatives and a trustee. You should have received a ballot on the way into church. All registered parishioners over the age of 18 are encouraged to vote. Please fill out those forms, and on your way out of church after Mass, please hand those to one of the ushers. Please stand for the gospel. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to the Pharisees. A man was giving a great dinner, and he invited many. At dinner time, he sent his servant to say to those invited, "Come along, everything is now ready." But they began to excuse themselves, one and all. The first said to the servant, "I have bought some land, and I must go out and inspect it. Please excuse me." Another said, "I have bought 5 pair of oxen, and I am going to test them. Please excuse me." A third said, "I am newly married, and therefore cannot come." On his return, the servant reported all this to his master. The master of the house was angry and said to his servant, "Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in here the poor and the crippled and the blind and the lame." The servant said, "Your orders, my lord, have been carried out, and there is still room." And the master said to the servant, "Go out into the highways and along the hedges and force them to come in so that my house may be filled, for I tell you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my dinner." Please be seated. We are invited to a most beautiful, a most wonderful banquet. And that banquet is sufficient for our fulfillment and our happiness. And that banquet happens in the heart of Christ. That heart of Christ is most profoundly received and participated in through the Holy Eucharist and the other sacraments. And so we find ourselves this Sunday in a beautiful place between Corpus Christi and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so it is a time heavy and saturated with goodness that we should really open our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our lives to that. And I think it's important for us that when we come up to receive the Eucharist, that we not just see Jesus kind of abstractly, but that we see the heart of God the Father, who loves us personally, intimately. He loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son into the world. And nothing more can be revealed to us. The fullness of revelation came to us in the person of Jesus Christ. And when we look at the heart of a person, we often say a person's essence. When we talk about the heart, we're talking about the person's essence, who they are. Because without the heart, one cannot have physical life, but also the heart communicates the source of life and kind of the essence of a person. In which case, when we reflect upon the heart of Jesus, and we look at the heart of Jesus, we see the essence of who God is. And we encounter in a very personal way the love of God the Father. And so when we come up to receive the Eucharist, it shouldn't be just a random kind of act of encountering another person like we do on the busy street in a shopping mall or something like that, where we just give a nice hello and we keep passing on our way. But this is a much more deep and intimate encounter with the person of Jesus Christ. And so in today's gospel, we hear a parable, and Jesus is talking about a man who gives a great dinner and invites guests to come. So when we come to the Holy Eucharist, we are invited into this profound banquet. And it is in that banquet that we can receive all that we need. All you who are hungry and thirsty, come to me, eat and drink. The Lord wants to pour out his graces upon us through the Holy Eucharist. Now, we need hearts that are capable of receiving such a thing. And I would say the Lord calls us then into great growing pains. Why? Because the human heart is not capable of receiving his creature, a creator. And so our heart and our soul must be expanded so as to begin to receive all that the Lord has to give to us. And so there's going to be growing pains. And not only that, we have to die to our own sinfulness, we have to die to our own attachments, and we have to be created anew in Christ. And so that's where today's gospel leads us. This great banquet is held by a man, sends out his servant or his son to invite the guests. He goes out, and it's interesting that the invitations and the excuses to the invitation go in a hierarchical level. The first one says, oh, I just bought a farm. I need to go see it. It's kind of your most base kind of human interaction with the things of this world. And then the animal kingdom is kind of the next level of being. And the next one says, oh, but I just bought some oxen. I need to go try them out. And then the last one is the highest level of being, which is human in marriage. I cannot go because I just married and I need to be with my wife. Now, all of these things in and of themselves are good. But when they take the place of the banquet of a king, then we are choosing something much lower for the sake of something that is much greater. So young men and women, do not let the cares of this world rob you of your vocation. I see it all the time. And these attachments, while on a very reasonable level, may not be wrong. But if the Lord calls us to give them up, so as to obtain holiness in a more perfect way. While it may feel like he's taking something from us, that he is robbing us from something that we should truly have for our happiness, he has something much greater in store and in mind, and a much quicker way to holiness. And so I just encourage the young men and women who are here to truly ask the Lord to know your vocation, and not only to know it, but have the freedom of heart and soul by which to act and to follow. And I will say, there will come times when the Lord asks you for something that is very dear to you. He will. I'll say that. He will ask something that is very dear to you. And he's a real gentleman. He's not going to take it from you. But he's saying, do you love me more than these? He hopes that you will say yes. As another example to feed off of that, as a young woman kind of presents herself to her beloved, she's waiting for him to ask her, will you marry me? The invitation stands there. She knows that when he asks her, there are a lot of other things that he is saying no to, and other people that he's saying no to. Knowing that she is not perfect in herself, this is a great gift. And so Jesus, in a sense, is standing there saying, there's all these other options. I know you can choose any one of them, but I am proposing. And I hope you will say yes. But I'm not going to force you. And your yes means you love me, and that love is very exclusive. But some are not willing to give those other things up. Now, I say this for young vocations, but I'm sure married couples know this also very well. There may be an independence that you grew to appreciate in your younger life, that as you have a spouse, they call you out of that independence to a greater dependence. And there can be squirming in the midst of that. There can be pouting. There can be all kinds of things. And then as children come along, that independence gets pulled from you more and more and more. And there may be times when you say, this is too much. Can I not enjoy at least a single moment? And the reality of it is that this is the way in which the Lord desires to work out your salvation. He is calling you to a more perfect love. And in the end, our hearts will never be satisfied with love that is self-serving. The only love that is sufficient is that which is totally sacrificial. And that gives oneself as a pure and complete gift of self. Why? Because it is of a divine nature. And in order to do that, our heart needs to be purified, and it needs to be stretched, and it needs to be expanded. And so that comes through great difficulty oftentimes. But in the end, it is the answer to all of our prayers. And so in order to receive the strength by which to do that, to find the motivation by which to offer that sacrifice and to continue to follow the Lord's will, we come here to the banquet, not as people that are rich and wealthy going to see our land or our animals or our wife, but as people who are poor, beggars, ill, and the Lord is inviting you to a banquet, and he wants that banquet to be full. For those who are invited and say no, there is very little space for them. But those who will come who are poor and needy, there is always space in your heart for him.